Yes Bank Limited is eyeing an additional $600 million, about 4,276.7 crore at current exchange rate, after raising $270 million in an oversubscribed qualified institutional placement, QIP, of shares on Wednesday, two people aware of the plans told Mint. Analtquo, Yes Bank will soon reach out to shareholders for fresh approval for another capital raising, however, this time it is looking to bring in strategic investors since the dilution of shareholding this time will be much higher, comma Analtquo, said one of the two people cited above, asking not to be named. Raising more money will be crucial for the bank if it intends to comply with capital adequacy regulations, the report said. As of June end, the bank and Analtquo Tier I capital adequacy ratio stood at 10.7% as against the regulatory requirement of 8.875% and NBSP. The bank originally planned to raise $1 billion to shore up its capital adequacy ratio required under Basel III norms. Meanwhile, South Africa and Analtquo Naspers Limited is looking to acquire about $100 million, about 713 crore at current exchange rate, worth of stake in gaming startup Dream 11 Fantasy Private Limited from Kalari Capital, Think Investments, and Multiples Alternate Asset Management, two people aware of the matter told Mint. The company is nearing profitability with last quarter and Analtquo's revenue standing at $150 million. It has emerged as one of the fastest-growing tech startups in India and was valued as a unicorn when it raised $60 million in April in a round led by US-based hedge fund Steadview Capital. Investor interest as well the company and Analtquo's value has surged after the Supreme Court in an order last year said that the Dream 11 format of fantasy sports is legal.